This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Now, Matt Agnew takes lots of pains, and you know, it's painstaking work to select the music for the show, like to find these different tunes that fit Kelly and Company. So I have to ask, why do you not pay attention to the, like, the nuances of it?
I did. Listen, we had a week ahead of you listening to this music, right?
That's what
Remember,
I mean.
You had your days off? Yeah. So now you're going through the phases of, like, paying much attention and picking your favorites and your least favorites. But Danielle and I already did that the first week back.
But you're missing all those little nuances and posts that are there that you're like, oh, that works well. Yeah. That's a great song. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's in one ear and out the other for me, I know.
Musicians. Speaking of in an ear and out an ear, when Margaret was talking, you know how when crowds you're around people at a party and you can't understand, sometimes you're leaning in. What were you saying? Because some people's voices blend in. One of the things I know that people, especially those of us with vision loss or who are blind or whatever, you can't read lips. Whereas I think sometimes sighted people, they don't even realize how much when it's a noisy environment, they're reading the lips, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because for us, if the focus, if the visual focus isn't there and you're feeling very overstimulated with the sounds, that makes it completely difficult to try to pick out people's voices or hear everything. Like you say, things blend in, every little distraction, you know, that kind of stuff is.
Well, and people have the illusion that we hear better. So they're, well, what do you mean you can't hear me? I'm talking, you know, but sighted people don't realize how much lip reading they do. I don't think.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not sighted. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, on a regular basis.
Or just the visual focus to help you like tune in. Yeah.
Hand motions or whatever. I heard a story last week about a fellow who had a cockroach in his ear. He fell asleep on the couch. One got in his ear. It took 3 days before he could see someone who could remove it. You ever have that happen to you, Jim Crisco?
Oh, my God.
You ever have a cockroach land in an Edmonton Jim Crisco oil man ear at all?
No, but I may never have a nap again after hearing that story.
Earplugs for life.
Yeah, cotton bat and Jim, man. What did Margaret say was safe to put in these? This poor fella in New Zealand, they had to get it out and did so. That wouldn't be pleasant, especially, you know, when the cockroach is storming around. But or if you've been silly and using Q-tips to get all your earwax out, nothing for that roach to stick to. Oh, boy. Anyway, Jimmy, welcome to the very pleasant, always fun to listen to show. We're joined by Jim Crisco for our regional content report here on Kelly and Company. Jim, I want to start because you've got some amazing, cool stuff. We'll start in Edmonton. The first couple of stories are from Alberta, where the University of Alberta has achieved an incredible milestone.
They have. And this is really, really cool. And I have a little bit of a personal connection to this. From years ago, but I'm going to tell you now what they're sort of researching now, and what they hope this leads to. Now, what they're doing is they have a new clinical trial showing that insulin-producing cells grown from stem cells can be safely implanted in patients with diabetes, and this would have the body generate its own insulin and be able to get off insulin shots, etc., is where this is leading. Now, my connection to this, and this is why I have followed this closely over the years. It had to be 30 years ago. I did some publicity work for an organization. At the time, it was called the Alberta Foundation for Diabetes Research, and I believe now they're called the Alberta Diabetes Foundation. And they were raising money to fund this study, the same doctors where they started 30 years ago. And it's always been promising, this technology that they've changed it. It started to be more of a transplant where they would transplant. I believe it was part of a liver that would produce islet cells in order to keep the body, producing insulin. However, since it was a transplant, although the body would, they would go off insulin. They would have to go on sometimes on drugs to help them.
Yeah, the anti-rejection kind of stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So, it looks like the move on this will be, if this is successful, and it's looking successful so far, but there's still lots of studies to do, or tests to do, that there will be lesser or no anti-rejection drugs needed, because of the type of cellular implant this is. So it's absolutely amazing. You know, Canada has always led the way for diabetes with, you know, insulin and now this research. And first of all, the doctors that are involved in this, who I met many, many years ago, Dr. Shapiro and his colleagues, are so dedicated. Like, how many years they've put into this, but they will not give up because they're so close, working with other scientists in the world to do this. So this is fantastic news.
When you think about, Jim, stem cell, and we heard a lot, of course, when it comes to genetic eye diseases and things like that, that we follow. This has been something I've heard about years ago, and it was kind of like that, oh, yeah, sure, they'll be able to do that. And could you imagine if this was to work out, since we battle that diabetes, since the scope of diabetes around the world is so huge?
Mm-hmm.
I just get blown away whenever I hear this. When I read this, that you were bringing an update on this yesterday, I just get so excited because of the difference, the world of difference. And so many diabetics today think, hey, I have a shot once a week. I'm on medication. I can do that. And that in itself is amazing. When you've been taking shots twice a day, three times a day, or whenever your sugar goes high on the, you know, and on the sliding scale, yeah, and things like that, it's absolutely amazing to think about. So absolutely fantastic. Good luck. And I know, you know, we can get excited. I know it's not tomorrow or next year. There's, like you said, you just
still progress.
Amazing progress. And when we talk, yeah, about the work, you do get kind of hopes that, well, these guys, this isn't new. They've been working at it for years, Jim.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're getting closer to that finish line. I mean, you know, the finish line isn't 30 years ahead of us, because the starting line was 30 years behind us. It's coming. And as we know, diabetes, impacts a lot of other different organs and a lot of, you know, different medical concerns for the people who have diabetes. So this could have a huge impact in health.
Huge. Huge. Exactly. I'm so glad that you brought this up, found out about it and brought it up, especially because, like you said, if you were part of this how many years ago, and we're continuing to move forward and now it's really starting to be publicized, that's incredible work. So excited. As we said, the first two stories are from Alberta. So let's move over to Lacombe, where a local group has recently introduced sledge hockey. We're very excited about adaptive sports. So tell us about the group and the program.
Okay, this group, I've been trying to get in. I'm going to be getting in to see them. I really do want to talk to them. The group is called Team Jigger, J-I-G-G-E-R, and <Okay. laughs> I know they're great. And they're based in Lacombe, Alberta, which is partway between Edmonton and Red Deer, if you're in Alberta, and they really actually service the central Alberta area for adaptive sports and beyond adaptive sports, like adaptations, persons with mobility issues or disabilities may need. They provide. They're an amazing organization. And what they've done is they've started to, they brought sledge hockey to central Alberta. They just had, in early January, they had a demonstration game between periods, on a Saturday night game for the Lacombe Generals, which is their junior team, I believe, there. And they put on a demonstration game. People are really excited about it because lots of people want to play. Lots of people want to give it a try. And now this gives them an opportunity to try it closer to home versus having to go maybe into Edmonton or Calgary to do it. And so they've done a really good job. They've got it set up. They want to grow this into the future. If you've had a chance if anyone has had a chance to really be exposed to sledge hockey, they know how much fun it is, and how, you know, what good hockey it is to watch too. So it's a great opportunity for people in central Alberta and the Red Deer area that want to maybe give it a try.
always a good idea when, you know, it takes a second for me to think, oh yeah, these sports are not new, right? Like maybe they're new-ish, but some of these adaptive sports, they've been taking on like all over the place, but there are communities who've not been introduced to it yet. So when I live in Toronto, I think, you know, we have so much opportunity. We're very privileged to have all these different places and things at our fingertips, and the community so large here, but that's not the case everywhere, Jim. So mm-hmm. we really appreciate you all the time bringing updates like that.
Yeah, we remember when Toronto just was so fortunate with all that, and then Vancouver maybe. Jim, let's slip over to Manitoba, where a Westwood Collegiate student actually worked with some heavyweight Hollywood folks. This is a movie that's slated to be released later this year.
Yes, indeed. It's awesome. There's the young gentleman is Kyle Hanna. He's 18 years old. And he is lives with Down syndrome, and he is in the it's called a star-studded production of Champions. The movie is called Champions, and it's about a basketball team that trains for to compete in the Special Olympics. And some of the big stars in it are Woody Harrelson, Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong, and Caitlin Olson from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So it's got some heavy hitters in there. And apparently Kyle was, he's been an athlete with the Special Olympics for a while. So the athletics part was easy for him. And he got a chance to act in a couple of scenes with some of the big names in there. Just a great opportunity. And I'm really looking forward to this movie coming out. It's supposed to be released in September or October of this year. But they didn't say where it's being released, if it's going to be a theatrical movie or if it's going to be, you know, maybe Netflix or Prime or something like that. But we'll keep an eye open for it, because it would be great to see it.
Wow, that is just so amazing, Jim. So nice to hear about when this stuff goes on. And boy, always fun, eh? Those close encounters, if you want to call it that, when it comes to being a chance to work on something like this. And so many people enjoy it. Thanks, pal. Awesome stuff as usual.
Thank you very much. Have a great week, guys.
Thanks, Jim. Our content development specialists join us on Wednesdays and Fridays here on Kelly & Company. We'll be stepping aside for a couple of moments, ladies and gentlemen, to get us into hour two of the program. Cross Crib is a popular variation of the classic cribbage game. Dave and Debbie will be teaching us how to play it during our accessible gaming segment. Independent living skills specialist Leanne Barta, she'll be talking all things bedroom organization today on the show. But up next, it's the Wednesday edition of Buzz with Bill with producer Bill Shackleton. You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.